Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. So our friend Charlie Morton didn't fare so well last night. Charlie Morton pitched for the Houston Astros, and they end up losing 8-3. Charlie gives up like 7 earned runs. And just, he kind of got killed, death by 1,000 cuts, or 1,000 nicks. He just, not good. Could have been a lot sharper. He gave up a kind of a cheapy home run to Todd Frazier that was on the outside part of the plate, that was a spinner a little bit, and he hit it off his front foot and it climbed over the Yankee Stadium wall. Nonetheless, it counts just the same. And here is Charlie Morton in, this is vintage Charlie Morton, describing what happened on the home run.
Yeah, I mean, we were trying to go up and in on him, at least in on him, and I just pulled it. And yeah, I mean, if you were to show me a video of his swing, show like the pitch speed and the location, I would have never thought that, but that was unbelievable. So just great piece of hitting.
Yeah, great piece of hitting. So the home run off Morton. But in the off day, in between the games 1 and 2 here for Charlie Morton, or games 2 and 3, excuse me. So Charlie Morton was interviewed, and they always talk to the guy who's going to pitch the next game. And there was an odd question asked of Charlie Morton. And here it is. This, to me, is one of the most entertaining things that's happened with Charlie Morton in a while. Give a listen to this reporter who definitely bit on something that was on the internet.
According to Wikipedia, your family's part of the Morton Steakhouse. Is that true?
No.
No, it
isn't. Well, I don't blame you for that. I feel like I might know who the culprit is, but I don't want to say so because there's a there's a former pirate that loved to get on Wikipedia. Former right-handed relief pitcher that threw a lot of sinkers. He's really tall.
So Jared Hughes screwed with everybody's Wikipedia page is what we can figure out, and he put on Charlie Morton's that Charlie Morton owns Morton Steakhouse, which is absolutely positively hilarious.
That's amazing.
And somebody in the press conference asked Charlie if it was true. Jim.
I'm looking at his Wikipedia.
Well, the best is that he felt bad for the reporter.
Can't find it.
Yeah.
And had to throw him like a little, hey, no, don't be silly. That happens.
I can understand where you're coming from. It said it. Somebody posted it. It said it right in the top line, the very front. Like, Morton spends his time in the offseason tending to Morton's Steakhouse. Still say it? Somebody took it off?
No. That's very funny, though.
Jared Hughes. Oh, so good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.